This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Commonwealth Games are taking place in Glasgow from July the 23rd until August the 2nd. And today we're joined by Paralympic medalist Zach Shaw. He has Stargardt syndrome and will be competing in the athletics category of the upcoming Games and is here to talk about his training so far. Hi Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So firstly, can you tell us how you got into sprinting?
It was actually when I was around 13 or I think 14 years old. It was a lead up to London 2012. And one of my teachers just came to me and was like, have you ever thought about trying disability sport? Because they were doing a large nationwide recruitment scheme. But I remember turning around to him and just being like, I don't have a disability. And he was like, yeah, you do, like your eyes. And that was the first time ever in my life that like I'd heard that my vision is a disability, because I just assumed it was like wheelchairs, amputees. That was like honestly the start of me getting into sport. And I think it was probably watching London 2012 on TV was probably the one thing that inspired me. That 3 weeks alone probably made more disabled role models than like any period in recent history in the UK that I can remember. And off the back of that, I definitely think like carried some momentum through to Rio again. Like you saw like so many like athletes just, and not even just athletes, just in terms of grassroots sport, just the amount of people that were inspired by it. I think that there's probably less people now than there were. And I would love to see how many like new role models can come through and inspire like the next generation beyond this one. And I guess hopefully events like Commonwealth Games coming up, when you have like integrated sports and it's not just para athletes, it's able athletes alongside para athletes on the same team. Like, I hope that's like a really good benchmark to move forward and just like a really good line for equality.
Yeah, absolutely. And how is your training for the Commonwealth Games going so far?
Yeah, good. Yeah, not bad. Thank you. I went away to America in the winter to like kind of kickstart my training over there. And that was like really good. And then I got back here in January time. And I probably, honestly, I'd say probably from February, March onwards is probably the most focused I've ever been in my sporting career. So I feel like in a really good place right now. And I'm so excited that like it's just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And you're also a personal and nutrition trainer as well. So you've got all of this knowledge that I imagine you're bringing into. Do you think that balance has helped you enjoy sport even more, having these other passions that you can kind of combine with it and bring together?
Yeah, I think so. Outside of sport, I work in accessibility, which is what takes up a lot of my time. And I really enjoy that, because it's like, obviously having a disability, it's something I'm super passionate about, to make the world a more accessible place. And yeah, I've got a really good team around me. I managed to get a lot of people around me that like really want the best for me, and people like I really believe in. I've got a really good training group. And do you know, I was considering changing my setup last year going into this year, and I wanted to keep it the same just for one more year to go into Commonwealths. So I think some stability has definitely helped. Yeah, honestly, I'm just so excited to get started.
And in your work outside of sprinting and accessibility, what is one thing that you're really focusing on at the moment, or that you feel is a key priority?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons like I wanted to get into accessibility was just, it firstly started from the Olympic and Paralympic, just the disparities and equality and stuff. And it goes again into day-to-day life, and even something as simple as like, for example, paying with a chip and pin reader and not being able to see the screen when you ask for a tip. There's so many situations on like a day-to-day basis where it's, I think people that are visually impaired are put in really uncomfortable situations, and the way the world is moving, it's moving to more of a digital world rather than a physical one, which can pose challenges. But also, we've seen so many like amazing technologies that can really help visually impaired and partially sighted people. So I really just want to just help do my part to make sure that world does become a more accessible one for the blind community rather than a more isolating one.
What are you most looking forward to at the moment? Will it be progressing your training plan? Is it the anticipation of getting to compete against other elite athletes? What are some of the highlights coming up for you?
Yeah, so it's a busy couple of weeks. Obviously, we've got London Diamond League on the 18th July. And then yeah, after that Commonwealth Games, I think for me, like obviously in this is gonna be my third Commonwealths, and in like Gold Coast in 2018 it was amazing. I think in Birmingham in 2022 it was just there was just something special about that games, and it was like I remember the night I competed on the track there was three finals, and two of those finals were para events. And I remember like walking out and looking at the stadium, and it was like so loud, it was sold out. And I remember thinking, every seat is sold out, and there's only one able final tonight. And it just showed me that like when we talk about equality and like I guess putting Paralympic sport, I guess where we would all like it to be, there's definitely the appetite for it. So just going back to your question, one of the things I'm looking forward to is just the same thing again, just really letting the athletes showcase what disabled athletes can do on the biggest stage.
Absolutely. And why do you think other blind and partially sighted people should try out different sports?
It, purely physiologically, there's so much science for physical and mental health just to do a little bit of exercise, whether that's just something simple as going for a walk. I think like when I first started getting into sport, I remember at the time I just struggled for so much confidence to even like, for example, to go to a supermarket by myself. And I remember me being able to like just get into sport. It just gave me so much confidence to even just like integrate myself with other people just once or twice a week. I think there's even if people want to get into like just casual running, there's a lot of people that are really wanting to be like willing guide runners and help people. There's so many run clubs now. But for me, yeah, just physical exercise is just wonderful. It can do so many amazing things for your physical and mental health.
Absolutely. And when it comes to the Commonwealth Games or your upcoming competition, what helps you get in the zone on race day? Is there a particular song or meal or activity that really helps you feel ready?
You know, I'm probably the opposite of most athletes. Like most athletes will put really loud music on, like really hype themselves up. I like to keep things as neutral as possible. Like I like every day to almost be as similar as it can be. So I'm a bit of a sucker for a routine. So I actually don't have anything crazy. Like when I go into training, I like my competition to be as similar to that as possible. So if I don't do anything crazy for training, I don't want to do anything for competition. But I think I don't know. I think like you do so much work every single day in training that when you get to the competition, that should just be like the fun part where you don't have to think about it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And is there a practice or a piece of advice that you have come across or been given in your sporting career that you try to bring across to your life?
When I first started sport, one of my friends said to me, "You can work as hard as you can, and you may not achieve what you want to do, but you'll never have any regrets." And that's, to be honest, something I always take with me, because you never know what you're capable of in any walk of life until you try. And if you try and don't succeed, at least you won't have the regret of not trying.
Well, thank you so much, Zach Shaw, Paralympic medalist, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio ahead of the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow.